Oh, and we do have Lark Trakestad in studio with us, and we have fixed the microphone. Lark, how are you?
I'm great now that you assisted me in this resuscitation issue.
Well, you know, little things happen.
Yeah.
And
that's live radio.
That was, yeah, it was live radio. Whoops, there goes the microphone. Whoops. We should have called on Hazel, maybe.
Yeah.
I see. Hazel. You got a picture of Hazel right at the top. Hazel, the caregiver. Hazel is an American sitcom about a live-in maid named Hazel Burke.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't remember Shirley Booth? And the employers, the Baxters.
Of course.
And according to Wikipedia, the 154-episode series aired in prime time from September 28, 1961 until April 11, 1966. George Baxter, Mr. B. Hey, Mr. B. was a highly successful corporation lawyer who was always in control of everything at the office, but almost nothing at home.
Nothing. You got it. When he returned from the office at the day's end to his wife, Dorothy, and his young son, Harold, he entered the world of Hazel. Hazel was the maid and the housekeeper who ran the Baxter household more efficiently than George ran his office. She was always right. She knew exactly what needed doing and preempted his authority with alarming, though justified, regularity. And, you know, thus Hazel, she was the ultimate caregiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Informal caregivers assume many different responsibilities in providing care support for older adults. But like Hazel, they perform many daily living responsibilities that keep the family running smoothly.
Absolutely. And I thought it would be interesting today to look at the types of roles and functions they serve as outlined by the National Institute of Health. Tim, look at this list. The first couple are, on number one, companion. The role is that they provide emotional support. And what do? They discuss ongoing life challenges, troubleshoot problems, facilitate and participate in leisure activities. Second one, coach. Encourage patient self-care activities. That's really important. And then, how do they do that? They prompt patients' engagement in health care, encourage lifestyle, diet and exercise, and treatment adherence. There you go.
Yeah, and they can be the homemaker.
Right.
And the role, manage household activities,
yep,
just like Hazel. Inventory, purchase food, medications, prepare the meals. All these things fall into line. You got to be the scheduler, which means the role is you got to arrange medical care. And, of course, that means schedule the tests, the procedures, the services, and you're right in line with everything.
That's right.
Driver. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You have to facilitate transportation. So what does that mean? It means provide transportation to medical appointments and emergency hospital visits.
Yeah, and you never know. You also have to be a patient extender. What that means is that you help the provider understand what's going on with the patient. You attend appointments, clarify and expand on patient's history, symptoms, concerns, and introduce topics to the provider. Technical interpreter. I wouldn't be very good at that. Facilitate patient understanding, clarify providers' explanations, technical terms, records, and remember discussions with providers. This is the next one's a big one. Decision maker. Make medical decisions. Now, that is no easy chore. Select among treatment alternatives, decide among settings of care, and then finally, coordinator. Coordinate care across providers and settings. You ensure the flow of information among providers. That's it, patient engagement.
Big stuff. Big stuff. Now, somebody has to be the financial manager, of course.
Right.
And that means handle the financial issues and, taking that a step farther, resolve issues relating to insurance claims. And boy, that comes into play.
Yeah, it does.
Secondary coverage, the copays, the benefit limits, all of those things. Another level would be health provider. Of course, that means deliver medical care, administer the medications, operate equipment if there's equipment that has to be operated.
Right.
You need to be an attendant to provide task assistance. You got to be there, hands on. Take care.
Yep.
Care task assistance is a must. And then monitor. Now you think that sounds like an easy little thing? Monitor. Assess health status, which means you need to ensure that the changes in health status are noted and then properly addressed.
Wow, Tim, can you believe that?
Heavy stuff.
Getting back to Hazel, even she belonged to a neighborhood maids collective. You know what it was called?
No.
The Sunshine Girls. It was her support group. And she had a trusted group of pals she could rely on. Even though Hazel was not a real person in the series, she addressed the daily lives of people. And that's what health and preventing disability and getting older is all about.
Hazel.
That's the real stuff.
Yeah, Hazel.
Hazel!
Yeah, usually it was one of those things that and Mr. B would say, and who did this?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. B, you weren't here, and I decided that we would just go ahead and...
Didn't she call Mrs. Baxter Missy? Wasn't that it?
Boy.
And now sport. You're... And sport.
Sport. Little sport.
Little sport. There you go. We all need a Hazel.
Back in the day. And if you need information, you guys have some great info with SageLink.
And after looking at this list today, you can begin to imagine how difficult it is with the ongoing daily life of a caregiver. So go to NorthIowaSageLink.com for your information 24/7.
NorthIowaSageLink.com.
That's it.
Do it right now while you're thinking about it. NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Thanks.
Lark, good to see you.
All righty, bye.
Don't take that microphone with
I'm not,
you, though.
I'm not.
AM 1300, KGLO.